Unlocking the Value of Open, Trusted AI. A deep dive into IBM Granite Mark Vina, IBM's April 2025 webinar spotlighted its rapidly maturing Granite family of AI models as open-source alternatives and performant, cost-effective, and trust-centered platforms optimized explicitly for enterprise use. Led by leaders from IBM Research's team leaders, the session showcased the latest updates in Granite's roadmap, including the release of Granite 3.3, and outline IBM's vision to unlock new efficiencies in enterprise AI through modular, multimodal, and open architectures. At the heart of IBM's message was a bold proposition that Granite can serve as a compelling alternative to proprietary large models like ChatGPT and DeepSeek, particularly for enterprises focused on control, customization, and cost. The stakes. Why Granite matters. Now IBM's been involved in AI for decades, but Granite represents a pivotal shift. In a market now crowded with proprietary giants and fast-rising open-source contenders, IBM is carving a lane by fusing open-source ethos with enterprise-grade governance. The Granite models are designed for robust business deployment. Think CRM summarization, multimodal document understanding, speech-to-text transcription, and forecasting. With models ranging from 1B to 8B parameters, Granite isn't chasing benchmark headlines. It aims to solve high-volume, low-latency enterprise problems affordably and reliably. Competitive differentiators won. Transparency and trust. IBM positions Granite as an open, trusted AI foundation. Every general-purpose model released under the Granite name is open source, hosted on Hugging Face, and backed by an Apache 2.0 license, allowing enterprises to customize without legal ambiguity. Crucially, IBM openly lists the datasets used in training, offers IP indemnification via WatsonX, and runs extensive internal and external safety testing, including red teaming benchmarks. In contrast, ChatGPT and DeepSeek operate in more opaque frameworks, often without transparent documentation or dataset disclosures. The bottom line is that for regulated industries, finance, healthcare, and legal, this level of openness isn't just appreciated. It may be essential. 2. Efficient enterprise-tuned performance. Granite is not designed to be the most powerful model in every category. Instead, it emphasizes efficiency, low-cost inference, lightweight deployment, including support for single GPU, and even local laptop use high accuracy for real business use cases, including CRM summarization, call center transcripts, and document analysis. One benchmark shown during the webinar highlighted Granite outperforming similarly sized open source models from Mistral and Llama for CRM-specific tasks. IBM's strategy focuses less on AI performance maxing and more on right-sized models that perform just enough to drive ROI. For example, the company showed how a telecom client switched from a large proprietary model to Granite, cutting costs by 90% while slightly improving performance. 3. Multimodal and modular architecture. Granite's newest release, version 3.3, includes speech transcription capabilities with strong results, outperforming open source and even some proprietary systems in English speech benchmarks. Additionally, IBM has introduced document-level vision models trained to understand scanned documents, charts, and dashboards. Rather than training massive, bloated models that attempt to do everything, IBM leverages modular adapters. These plug into Granite to expand capability without bloating compute needs. Speech understanding via LoRA RAG optimization, via prompt rewriting self-evaluation modules to detect hallucination or low confidence responses. This modularity approach allows IBM to keep the base model lightweight, only invoking extra logic when a use case demands it, a clever way to maintain speed and reduce latency. 4. Inference scaling. Big results from small models. One of the more intriguing insights shared during the webinar was IBM's use of inference scaling. In this technique, a smaller model is run multiple times in parallel with slight variation, then filtered to return the best response. IBM claims that running Granite 3.3 16 times can outperform GPT-4 while still being cheaper. This technique, which benefits from Granite's low token costs and small footprint, flips the paradigm. Scale doesn't only come from model size, but from how smartly you orchestrate inference. Can Granite compete with ChatGPT and DeepSeek? In short, it is not directly but effective, especially for enterprise buyers who don't need the most powerful model, just the most controllable, cost-effective, and trustworthy one. Granite will not replace GPT-4 or DeepSeek for advanced research, creative writing, or multi-turn chat experiences. It doesn't aim to be a general-purpose assistant for consumers. But that's the point. Instead, Granite excels at enterprise-specific tasks. Structured document parsing call, transcript analysis sales, forecasting workflow integration on-prem, or edge inference, IBM's real competitors here aren't just OpenAI or DeepSeek. They are also NVIDIA's NeMo, Hugging Face's Transformers, and various open ecosystem plays. Its combination of technical rigor, open licensing, and enterprise integrations via WatsonX gives IBM a defensible edge. Key questions still facing IBM. Despite the strong positioning, IBM is work ahead. Granite's brand visibility is low in the broader AI developer community. Most developers default to Llama, Mistral, or DeepSeek when exploring open source alternatives. IBM must build more traction with the open source crowd. WatsonX needs smoother developer onboarding. If IBM wants Granite to be a real alternative, its deployment pipelines must rival those of Hugging Face or OpenAI's API. Modality fusion is still early. IBM's multimodal architecture is modular, not fully unified. That may limit use cases until Granite 4 arrives later in 2025. A few closing thoughts. From Big Blue to quiet AI powerhouse IBM Granite represents more than just a new model release. It reflects a broader transformation inside IBM that is both strategic and deeply self-aware. In the early 1980s, IBM was the face of innovation. It was synonymous with computing, launching the IBM PC and helping ignite the personal computing revolution. It defined architecture, shaped industry standards, and became a staple in business and household conversations. Nobody ever got fired for buying IBM. It wasn't just a slogan, it was the enterprise gospel. But that IBM doesn't exist anymore. Today's IBM is not a consumer-facing tech giant. It doesn't chase headlines or trends on social media. And it certainly isn't at the tip of every CEO's tongue when discussing generative AI or agentic systems. Instead, names like OpenAI, Google, and Anthropic dominate that discourse. And yet, that's precisely what makes Granite and IBM's broader AI approach so interesting. IBM isn't trying to win the spotlight. It's trying to win in the places where AI must work quietly, securely, and reliably behind the scenes, in banks, hospitals, logistics firms, and manufacturing plants. It's betting that open, modular, and auditable AI models that respect governance and integrate into real operations will be just as valuable, if not more so, than all-purpose chatbots built for consumer delight. The Granite family may not become a household name, but it doesn't need to be. IBM is building AI infrastructure that is trustworthy, cost-effective, and tuned for businesses that don't want experiments. They want results. As enterprises grow more discerning about where they deploy AI, and as the risks of black box models mount, IBM is placing a smart, disciplined bet that trust, transparency, and tailored performance will become the actual benchmarks of leadership. Whether that's enough to bring IBM back to the center of enterprise innovation is yet to be seen. But if Granite continues to evolve with the discipline and clarity shown so far, it could mark a quiet resurgence, not into the mainstream spotlight, but into the infrastructure stack that powers the business world behind it. Mark Vina is the CEO and principal analyst at Smart Tech Research based in Las Vegas, Nevada. As a technology industry veteran for over 25 years, Mark covers many consumer tech topics, including PCs, smartphones, smart home, connected health, security, PC and console gaming, and streaming entertainment solutions. Mark has held senior marketing and business leadership positions at Compaq, Dell, Alienware, Synaptics, Sling Media, and Nitto Robotics. Mark has appeared on CNBC, NBC News, ABC News, Business Today, the Discovery Channel, and other media outlets. Mark's analysis and commentary have appeared on Forbes.com and other well-known business news and research sites. His comments about the consumer tech space have repeatedly appeared in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, USA Today, Tech News World, and other news publications. Smart Tech Research, like all research and tech industry analyst firms, provides or has provided paid services to technology companies. These services include research, analysis, advising, consulting, benchmarking, acquisition, or speaking sponsorships. Companies mentioned in this article may have utilized these services. Smart Tech Check Podcast. Subscribe to Smart Tech Check Podcast for weekly podcast episodes. Watch Mark Vina's podcast with industry luminaries. Subscribe to my Smart Tech Check podcast on YouTube and to my Smart Tech Check newsletter for free on LinkedIn or Medium for updates on the most important disruptive tech topics that should be on your radar screen.